Welcome to the B2B Sales and Marketing Hotline.
Dialing up the latest tactics and hottest trends, we're here to help you take your B2B game from stagnant to stellar.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Marianne. And together, we're ready to answer your burning B2B sales and marketing questions.
Each episode, we'll tackle a need-to-know topic in the ever-evolving world of B2B sales and marketing. We'll break it down with actionable takeaways you can implement right away.
And because you don't get results without real talk, we're wrapping up every show with a quick Q&A segment. So fire away with your burning questions.
Whether you're a seasoned sales leader or a marketing veteran, the B2B Sales and Marketing Hotline is your one-stop shop to take your B2B efforts to the next level. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Today we are talking about inbound, which was so much fun. And this year felt even more like not as many product. I mean, so many product updates, but the focus and the real takeaways for me, yeah, were not just product updates. There's so much to discuss and digest, but really, I mean, marketing as we know it, I mean, as all of us have been doing for so long, the framework for it, the entire like methodology of inbound marketing and the way that we, the funnel and everything that we've done and thought about, we've been seeing that it's not working. And so it was great to feel, I guess, like HubSpot agrees. And
there's a whole new
playbook for how we market.
Yeah, absolutely. So many small tactics. I've had one-on-ones this morning with people, our consultants who are there that are applying tactics to how they do lots of different things, but it all falls back to the biggest thing that we talked about at Inbound, which was loop marketing. And can we just like put money on now? Like, are we changing the HubSpot's giant from inbound to loop? Can it be loop 2026, inbound 2025? Like, when are they going to change the name?
I know. I agree. I mean, it's hilarious that we still call it inbound every year.
But alas, yes. So many great product features, so many great tips and takeaways. And yeah, 100% agree. The biggest spotlight was on loop marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, it's really a new blueprint for how we are going to market, right? So like historically, sure, we've thought about marketing, and then we pass it over to sales and they kind of just fall out of that marketing funnel. And now they're sales problem. And I think the loop is, you know, if you're listening or, you know, you can picture it as an infinity sign, right? So it's just a big old infinity sign. And the idea is that you're never just dropping out of the funnel, because even after you become a customer, there's still more. We still want you in that loop. We still want to be talking to you. It's just how we talk to you is different.
Because of AI, right? I mean, yeah, a lot of that. And one of the things we've been really worried about with our clients and seeing over and over again were website traffic plummeting, right? Mm-hmm. Because of AI, because of a lot of things. But I really like that loop marketing helps us solve for that and helps us, I guess not solve for it, but have the solve, right? The mm-hmm. blueprint changes and not the problem that we're addressing. It's not about getting more website traffic. It's about what website traffic means and how to create marketing for zero click searches.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say, I think it was like 94% of Google searches now don't end in a click through to the website. It's just a simple answer on the page. And, you know, we used to have this talk track, and we still do in the, you know, when we think about content, we think about what we're going to create, you know, writing to that business owner who's up late at night, what are they Google searching and what are they thinking about? And I think it's important to still think about that, but they might not be Google searching. They might be ChatGPTing or on Gemini or on their Copilot. They might not be Google searching. So how do we get the information that we need to them in those platforms, which is an entirely different ball game? And that's where, you know, loop marketing comes in, but also the new concept of AEO instead of SEO is going to be really big.
Yeah. And the whole process of how AI and human creativity and human nature combined can accelerate your marketing in new ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, HubSpot's dropped so many incredible product updates, like we mentioned. This entire framework is really what everyone took away from Inbound this year. But the different product updates that they've released do speak well to the framework changes. So they now have just some examples. They have a whole AEO section. It's in beta right now. But if you're in HubSpot, you can go enroll your portal in the private beta. It does take a little bit to get accepted, but you can go enroll. And it's basically like the SEO section of HubSpot, but AEO. So it's right. going to grade you, give you tips, you know, all of that good stuff. They also have an AEO grader on the HubSpot website now coming out of Inbound. So you can actually go and put your information into the AEO grader and get a sense for, I mean, we're already doing that with all of our clients to get a sense for where you're ranking and where those gaps are so that you can start, yeah, filling in the gaps.
I love it. Yeah, it's really cool. It's a very cool new tool.
Yes, yes. So, you know, as a couple of other things that I think are important just to note and mention on product updates, there's a very cool new marketing studio in HubSpot that we've been using a lot coming out of Inbound. If you've been using HubSpot for a while, you know that the campaign tool is not new. You've been able to, for a long time, tag assets from a campaign into a campaign in HubSpot and track the leads and ROI and the deals associated to that and all of that information. But now the marketing studio actually allows you to visualize it and plan it and like conceptualize it with your team. So if you've heard of like a mirror board or, you know, like an Asana project, things like that, it actually takes all of that into the marketing studio. So you can actually, yeah, conceptualize an entire campaign, drag and drop, you know, tag and comment to your, you know, coworkers, plan out an entire campaign within HubSpot without having to like click around to like the landing page, thank you page, forms. So that's been a really cool one.
It's a nice way to use project management and AI in all in one place in HubSpot for the creation to execution. Now, as a disclaimer, I do think we need to note this is still in beta. There are improvements mm-hmm. constantly being made to it. And it might, if you don't see it available right now, you do have to opt into the beta and then you have to have the right HubSpot subscription to access it. So
yeah.
If you don't see it in your portal, definitely reach out to us and we can help figure out if you can opt into your beta or if you don't have the right portal for it.
Smart disclaimer. There's nothing more annoying than going into HubSpot to see something. It's not there. Yeah, you need to go to the product updates and enroll in the beta. You need to have marketing. And then one more just call out that I'll say for product updates that I've been really impressed by. I really love the agents. So there is an entire marketplace of agents now within HubSpot. There's a deal closing agent. There's, I mean, all kinds of different agents that you can actually install now into your HubSpot portal that will do the task that you're asking it to do. So in the deal closing agent, it reviews all of your closed loss deals and gives you ideas for improvement and communication after the closed loss. Like things like that allow us just to work faster and smarter. And HubSpot now has that marketplace available.
Yeah, I think that the agents are, you know, they really introduced agents at Inbound in 2024. And this year at Inbound, it was really the segmentation of the agents, their capabilities is, it's amazing. But I'll also point out, this isn't really a disclaimer, but it's worth noting. A topic that we talk about in these episodes that we do, Emily, and to our clients constantly, we're talking about data in is data out, right? You have mm-hmm. to have the right data and you have to be using your CRM for these agents to work well, for the reporting to work well, for just like if you had hired a real person to take a look at all of your closed loss deals and why, you know, give you some data from that. They can only get it if you put it in. So, you know, if you take anything out of listening to us or attending Inbound or using HubSpot, it's to actually use it, right? You've got to put the data in so that way all of these amazing tools can service you and you can use them well.
Yes, yes. I completely agree. And that's like with absolutely anything we talk about within HubSpot. I mean, these agents are, they're looking at your entire CRM and all the information that's in it to give advice. So if there's no good data for it to look at, then the advice it's going to give you is going to be bad. And then you'll feel frustrated with the agents. Right. So yes, totally agree. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, any other closing thoughts from you, Marianne?
I guess just like the only other thing that I think it was a big like aha moment for me with loop marketing and understanding the shift from the funnel to really loop marketing is thinking about how campaigns are just constantly optimized mm-hmm. and not they're continuously optimized and not measured in days anymore with start and end dates. It can be something that we're measuring regularly, but are just optimizing regularly. And that isn't a huge change in actually how we're executing and what we do, because we work hard as an agency to constantly update content and review analytics and make changes based on it. But it is a change for how we plan campaigns and just how we think about marketing as a whole and executing campaigns. So it's changed a lot of our conversations more than actually what we're doing behind it. But I think it's important to note to our listeners, really this loop marketing blueprint does make campaigns and the content that you're creating really evergreen and something that you can optimize all of the time and re-optimize and review. So
yes,
it to me, it matters more, even more than ever, what content we're creating and how we're approaching our prospects and what campaigns we're running.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think I completely agree with that. It's definitely an aha moment for me. And I know our entire team for so many years, we just pumped out content because content was so important to be ranked in Google. What?
King. Content was king.
Content was king. But now, I mean, I really do see a world where businesses will have a few, you know, lead conversion paths, a few ways for people to convert, a few, you know, ebooks or webinars or things that are really, really, really valuable to people. And then they will just promote them in all kinds of different ways over a very long period of time. It won't be, okay, let's get that next ebook out. It'll be what ebook did really good last year and how can we update that and promote this year? So it'll be, yeah, a lot of repurposing the same content to the right audience.
Yep. And if any of this sounds confusing verbally and you are like me and need the visual, we will link to our latest blog post on loop marketing and some of our inbound takeaways so you guys can read through that and see it. I really needed the visual to understand it. So yeah, we'll make sure that that's linked in our show notes. And thanks for tuning in, everyone. We feel free to connect with us, contact us, ask questions. We're happy to teach you how to opt into betas and yeah, that we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the B2B Sales and Marketing Hotline.
Don't forget to follow us wherever you listen to podcasts so that you never miss an episode. And if you've got a question for us, head to the show notes and let us know what's on your mind.
And visit our website, leadg2.com, where you can find even more helpful B2B sales and marketing resources.